So going back. So this, let's give the example that, you know, turtle and golden. So this is something impossible thing, you know, normally. So this happened this time. And amazingly, amazingly, you know. Something usually something impossible thing that happened this time. So therefore, you see, one doesn't practice Dharma, that's the most ignorant and the greatest loss, and most foolish. There's more foolish than that. Purification with the continual intense support, purification and the collecting sense made necessary condition, and one pointedly request guru with the devotional mind by looking at Buddha, seeing Buddha from one side. So then, like pouring water, you see the seed that's planted, you know, just all the right soils, and then you pour water, and then train the mind in the lamrim, the main body of the practice, train the mind in the lamrim, the stage of practical enlightenment, okay? So one must maintain lamrim, as much as possible, get closer to lamrim. Even one can't achieve any realization in this life, but bring the mind, bring the heart closer to lamrim. Oh, that's what it is. That's the essence. Most beneficial thing, however, liberates you from oceans of samsara suffering. All your wishes for happiness. Up to enlightenment, and they're able to actualize, and then the compassion, then you the one person can fulfill the wishes of happiness of. Which is the happiness of all the sentient beings, cause happiness of this life, cause them happiness of happiness to all the future lives, and the liberation from samsara and the full enlightenment that you cause to numberless hell beings, you cause to numberless hungry ghosts, you cause these numberless animals, you cause the numberless human beings, and you cause the numberless asura beings, and vegetable beings. So, as I mentioned the other day, it's the process of compassion. How you can do this? How you can succeed this? You know, fulfill the wishes of all the sentient happiness. Other than that, you can do that. How you can do this? By developing compassion for that. So therefore, you see, then that's the reason why we're doing the retreat here this time. So the genesis, meditation recitation. Okay, so unbelievable. Can you see it now? The purpose. How most important, okay? So as I mentioned, the pastors, you see, could not find a spoon of food, you know, for hundreds of thousands of years, and even mark of water on the ground could not find, you know, drop of water, you see, or even mark. You know, could not find for unbelievable, you know, length of time. So therefore, we have whatever we like, you know, those yes, enjoyment of us, plenty, you know. Not only you find, but so many kinds. So in the supermarket, even the cheese, 30 or 60, I left one number, 50, 60, yeah. or different cheese you can find in the market, in the supermarket, you know. Oh, see the even the cheese itself. So that, so I can imagine, see the drinks and the food. So therefore, you see, my talk is getting longer and longer, going on and on. So therefore, you see, we cannot, you know, how much unbearable, how much the suffering happens to them, suffer, unable to find food. So therefore, you see, how dare, I say, how dare, you know, it's so unbearable, you know, so to, for us, so much unbelievable, so much, you know, so many different qualities, you know, so many different kinds of, what do you like to say, can get, so the conclusion of what I'm saying is that, so how dare can it just, can how dare can use, can, you know, drink it without, what's that? How dare one can just eat so easily mindlessly, how can we eat, you say, drink? So that, what I mean is this, you know, just with selfish mind, my happiness, just that, only thing that, my happiness, selfish mind, and with the attachment, you know, just this life happiness, attachment, and then just with that, my happiness, the selfish mind, the attachment, so just that. Everything, how can I say, we use everything, all these incredible sense enjoyments we use only for self, your own happiness, and self-change. You know, so change, just attachment, cling to one's own this life. Happiness is there. So it is a, you know, that in the living life that we see. very, very, very sad. You see there. Not making dharma, the sense enjoyment, you see, eating drinks, not making dharma. See, so if you eat with bodhicitta, compassion to others, the best dharma. With non-ignorance and attachment, this life is there. With non-attachment to this life, happiness, then you see, then it becomes pure dharma. Not the best one. Done with bodhicitta or compassion to the sentient beings, more wish feeling, you know, not that, but became pure dharma, you know, cause of happiness. It didn't become cause of suffering. It became cause of happiness. So non-attachment to this life. So see, then saying, renunciation to the next life. So you see, with the renunciation of samsara, then you see, then become cause to achieve liberation. You see, when you eat and drink, or this, every time when you do that, become cause to achieve liberation, you see, ultimate happiness. So otherwise, then self-cherishing thought, then not that, but the attachment claim to this life, then everything become, there's a cause of reincarnating in the lower realm, caused to experience suffering in the lower realm, so that, like that, you see, all that, so nothing became meaningful. So all those eatings, drinkings, where the number of petas could not find even a spoon of food for thousands of years, even drop of water. But we use so much and as much as we want, and then you see everything say became negative karma. All the drinking, eating became negative karma. You see, cause of the lower realm. So since I brought the suffering of petta, do we compare our life, how we live our life? So you see, then you can understand your life better. Then you understand. So you know, life not living life with dharma. Then becomes the very sad. You know, it's very sad. So therefore now we need to change our mind. Develop our heart, see. More pure, see. More compassionate, see. Then our life, our activities become the best dharma. Most beneficial to every sentient being in the hell, who are in the hell realm, who are in the hunger world, who are in the animal realm, so human beings, so that. So whatever we do, it becomes more with compassion, and especially most beneficial. Whatever we do become most beneficial. Even each breathing in and out, besides other activities, even each breathing in our daily life, even each breathing in and out become more, you see, most beneficial towards all sentient beings. Like Kedu Rinpoche, the Lama Tsongkhapa's heart disciple, Lama Tsongkhapa's the left side, who look little eye, bigger eye open, you see. So he praised Lama Tsongkhapa like this. Kedu Rinpoche praised Lama Tsongkhapa's qualities, benefits of his bodhicitta, you see. Even each time breathing in and out, you see, the cause of benefiting to each and every single sentient being, so in each realm, So by developing compassion, then it's even our breathing, not only our activities, but even the normal, each time breathing out and each breathing in, become most beneficial to numbers, to each and every single sentient being. So now the question, Guru Buddha, please grant a blessing to be able to do this, okay? To generate the total equanimity, that's okay? So you can think that, as we begin with the refuge, as we begin the practice of the refuge, Bodhisattva, so, the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, you have to visualize, in the front of one side, at the one aspect, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, and then Shakyamuni Buddha, the aspect of Shakyamuni Buddha, you see. So it's one, not two separate being, one. You see, the meditation, you see, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, and so that's everything. The gurus, the numbers of Buddha, you think number Buddha Dharma Sangha, you think that, okay? Or the elaborate refuge medical field, as explained in Jyotsu Lamrim, The other thing is about what Hisana says, that in all the 10 directions, there's a Buddha Dhamma, Sangha, okay? In all the 10 directions. So I do think that, not particularly here visualized, but... So anyway, yeah. Then pray, you see. Please bless me to be able to do this, generative, see. And then one can think, another person emitted into one's body mind, okay? That's also all sentient beings, okay? Then, the pure, the purified, the discriminatory anger attachment, okay? So the, and all the wrong concepts, and then put it into one. And then generated all the realizations, particularly in this total equanimity with oneself, things like that. Same thing happened towards all the sentiments. Okay? And this is a very good meditation. Also, there's a war, there's a war, many problems happening, you see, due to anger attachments. That is very good to also include all those countries, generated the equanimity, the total equanimity in all their hearts. So good. So then that stops the war, you see. I mean, fighting, killing each other, all that, bombing each other, all that. So, yeah. So now next one, how would you receive all the sentient beings have happiness and happy? Please don't think when you hear happiness, don't think only temporal happiness, because our mind is very much used for that, you see. So especially ultimate happiness, liberation for some trouble, none of the special thing, enlightenment. When you generate that. On your general image of love kindness, you see. I think that. And the cause of happiness, okay? May they have happiness. So, the Buddha in front of the prayer that, may they have happiness. So they may send, may that happen to the medical cause. Then taking responsibility on yourself now. Not only wishing, not only live up to prayer, but you do something for that. Okay? I will cause to have a happiness for them. So they may single cause. So yeah, here it's very clear. When you think of the cause, it's very clear how you should do that. How you should cause the happiness to others, very clear. Then it's a question, please grant my blessings to be able to do this. That was limited into the body mind, as well as all sentient beings. Purified anger. All the wrong concepts, particularly anger. And generally all the realizations, particularly the image of love and kindness in your heart. Then there's so many benefits explained, lambrim about love and kindness, okay? When generally love and kindness towards sentiments. Then take a responsibility, okay? I'll cause them to be happiness. Everything will cause. Please, Guru, please give me blessings to be able to do this. then be limited and then purified, all the wrong concepts, right? Particularly anger. Okay. Generate all the realization, particularly the image of love kindness in your heart. Same thing happened to all towards all the sentient beings. How wonderful it is if all the sentient beings if they're free from all the suffering and cause of the suffering. May they be free from all the suffering, all the cause. I will call them to be free from all the suffering and cross. So here again, not just living up to wishing and praying, but you do something. Take responsibility on yourself. How you liberate others from suffering? And by liberating the cause, karma delusion. So that makes clear. If one doesn't take the cause, karma delusion, then even though you want freedom from suffering, but it's very confused. You don't know how to do. And then your method to freedom from suffering will be only external, using only external means, nothing to do with their mind. You see, nothing to do with their mind. You never touch their mind, you see, the cause of suffering, which is within them. You never touch that. You never come to know that. You never touch that. You never put in effort to free the cause. So only look for external cause. Only you research external cause. So then only try to touch to only the external one. You see that which now here you can see only external thing that doesn't really solve their suffering completely forever. So because the root or the main cause of the suffering, the karma delusion, is there, and never touched, never discovered, never touched, never discovered, not known, never studied, never researched, never made research on that. So what you do, what you're trying to help others, only become external, and then they suffer again, the suffering comes back again. They constantly suffer, so that the delusion rises continuously, and the mudra karma continuously, and that's how they experience suffering continuously, so that whatever, please group this gram blessings to be able to this. And that will be emitted from Buddha to enter the body mind, and they completely purify all the wrong concepts, and on the self-chasing thought, purify the self-chasing thought. Then receive all the realizations, and particularly the immeasurable compassion with you. And the same thing happened towards all the sentiments. Numbers helpings, and the hunger with animals, human beings, who also in the settings, to all the sentiments that happened. So the immeasurable compassion done now, immeasurable joyfulness, immeasurable thought of joyfulness. How wonderful is it all the sentiments have not separated, they're not separated away from this. The pure happiness, the liberation, and the higher realm. Okay. So that should not only liberation from samsara, but should also enlightenment, great liberation. So they should contain both liberations. Liberation and both, a great liberation, enlightenment. May they not be separated from this. They pray to Buddha. Who's everything? They are the Guru Dhamma Sangha. I will call them to not be separated from this. So means you are making vows, they're promising, they're taking responsibility towards numberless helpings, towards numberless hungry wolves, towards numberless animals, towards numberless human beings, towards numberless surah beings, asura beings, in the midst of things. Yeah. Towards everything that you are taking responsibility. Please, Guru Buddha's grant a blessing to be able to this. Let the Buddha's image. From the Buddha, okay? Who's there? All the object, nature of the, all the object refuge, you say. So the proximity intellect was body mind, and as well as the body mind were all the symptoms, okay? Then pure, so there. So you can think that, say, purified the root of samsara, the ignorance, okay? Purified that. All the wrong concepts, and that is purified. Then you, say, you can think also this as a self-changing thought, getting that also purified. Then generated all the right realizations, the right concept of all the right realizations, and then the then generated the imaginable thought of joyfulness. Same thing happened to us in them. So purpose of my life is to really meaning of my life is to benefit others in them. So the highest benefit is to free this highest benefit as on that is to see. To free the number of sentient beings, free them, the my kind of mother, number of sentient beings, you know, from whom I receive all my past happiness from beginning to birth, all the present happiness, all the future happiness, including last month, free them from all the suffering causes, and bring them in full enlightenment. Quickly. Therefore, I need to achieve full enlightenment quickly. Therefore, I need to actualize the root of the path to enlightenment, the great compassion. So therefore, I'm going to do the So you think. I mean, this can be also motivation for the initiation. So, quite a bit of time already went. So, I think, can think it's for the initiation as well. Okay. So, the preliminary for the kneeling, preliminary for the kneeling retreat. Okay. So, I'm going to do that. So, okay. So, that means you say, so in other words. Kadam or Kadam Bakashi is explained, you see. I don't remember the exact term, but I remember. Anyway, give up the eye. Give up the eye, foundation, source of all the sufferings. Change the others. Take the others in the mix. From where all the happiness comes. do you remember exactly the word by word, the expression is there? So what we're going to practice here is for basically in short for every helpings. Every helpings. Not just get some sort of pleasure, no. Then that it's enlightenment. Not just get some sort of pleasure, you see, born a human being and then being a born human being and then have a very big house or swimming pools and you know, the many cars and you know, going to movies, parties, you know, dance, you know, go in the airplane and jump out of the airplane, the, you know, with the rucksack, you know, then holding hands together, like this, you know. And somebody get dropped, somebody get fall down, see. Anyway, you know, houses everywhere, countryside, you know, things like that, you know, the different beach and, you know, that enlightenment. don't forget the enlightenment. So, there's danger to forget the enlightenment. Think of all sorts of happiness. Number of helpings. Then number of sangha goes. So, every one of them. Okay? It was most suffering, most unbearable. Then for every number of animals, insects, yeah, everyone who are not only this world, numberless universe, okay? Everyone, then for their happiness, okay? Then the human beings, not only human beings in this world, numberless universe, they are human beings for the happiness, okay? The numberless asuras for everything, their happiness, and then intimacy, okay? All the different happiness. Think enlightenment. Okay. And then all them go to this, okay? So that then you generate yourself a compassion for that, okay? So last time preaching preparation you generate already. So those who are going to retreat, okay? So who attend last night, you know, who to the preparation, okay? Generate yourself, okay. So you can do the same as like yesterday, you know, the one touch like water, but without the eyes and the hands and the like at the end of the feet, you see. So purify the emptiness, then the eye, the real eye, you see, independent eye, you know, that was not there, you see. You are seeing that it's totally empty. As it is empty. Seeing totally empty this that I never came into existence from beginningless rebirth. So this can be helpful. Never came into existence from beginningless rebirth. I'm talking about this real eye. I'm not talking the mere level eye. I'm talking the real eye. Whom you are believing now, taking initiation or going to retreat, that one. Never came in existence. It's totally empty from its outside. Never came in existence from beginningless rebirth. Wisdom seeing that. Manifest generously. So the vase was already blessed. So that's it, you know. So the sangdur, sangbum, to dispel the interference, you see. The spirit possessions, you see. Abiding offerings or, you know, so forth, you see, for that, to dispel. So. So this is what we call victorious verse, you know, Namgyal Pumba, but this one, the action verse, which is the action dispelling, okay? Dispelling verse, you know, so. Okay, so there was, So it would take time. So I'm not going to, there was a dance, so they take time. So I would punch. That's simple. Okay, so that's then now then. Then we. There's some container. Little machine brought away. The dinner shingle 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 shingle